Task 3. You will hear part of a radio program. Read through the sentences below and complete them according to what you hear. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
A list of food to go. Directions for attending a funeral. A note to cancel local summer celebrations. These simple, everyday objects of life in the pandemic have found a home in the historical museum of Urahoro in Hokkaido in northern Japan. This small town of 4,500 people does not even have a movie theater. But thanks to Makoto Mochida, it now has a place to tell future generations what it was like to live in the time of COVID-19. Makoto Mochida selects the objects to place in the museum. "I am fascinated by how things connect with people," he said. Mochida said some people are surprised that he is collecting objects that should be thrown away, but he believes the items provide an excellent way to accurately archive history. And he admits that he has problems throwing things away at home, too. There are documents showing how children learn online and directions to make face coverings. Several hundred objects have been collected so far, after a call went out to locals in the area. After the Spanish flu of 1918-1919, the last great world pandemic, letters and notes provided details about life during that health crisis. That pandemic killed more than 50 million people. But these days, papers and notes have all but disappeared, and their digital versions, like emails and social media messages, are all but lost in a sea of cyberspace, Mochida said. He is planning a big show next February to present more of his collection. The show centers mainly on how masks have developed over a short period of time. At first, masks were difficult to find in Japanese shops. People made them by hand from old clothes. Then came masks that permit wearers to eat and drink, or that were made out of clear plastics. At first, the community of Urahoro ignored the pandemic. Then fears began to grow as outsiders and adult children working in Tokyo or nearby cities would come to visit. The small town decided to end eating at restaurants in an effort to reduce any virus spread. So people began to buy food to eat at home. Before the pandemic, it was not even a possibility to take food home. Shoko Maede was born in Urahoro and works as a cook at a school for young children. She says that many years from now, people will remember the pandemic after visiting the museum.
Now listen again.
A list of food to go. Directions for attending a funeral. A note to cancel local summer celebrations. These simple, everyday objects of life in the pandemic have found a home in the historical museum of Urahoro in Hokkaido in northern Japan. This small town of 4,500 people does not even have a movie theater. But thanks to Makoto Mochida, it now has a place to tell future generations what it was like to live in the time of COVID-19. Makoto Mochida selects the objects to place in the museum. "I am fascinated by how things connect with people," he said. Mochida said some people are surprised that he is collecting objects that should be thrown away, but he believes the items provide an excellent way to accurately archive history. And he admits that he has problems throwing things away at home, too. There are documents showing how children learn online and directions to make face coverings. Several hundred objects have been collected so far, after a call went out to locals in the area. After the Spanish flu of 1918-1919, the last great world pandemic, letters and notes provided details about life during that health crisis. That pandemic killed more than 50 million people. But these days, papers and notes have all but disappeared, and their digital versions, like emails and social media messages, are all but lost in a sea of cyberspace, Mochida said. He is planning a big show next February to present more of his collection. The show centers mainly on how masks have developed over a short period of time. At first, masks were difficult to find in Japanese shops. People made them by hand from old clothes. Then came masks that permit wearers to eat and drink, or that were made out of clear plastics. At first, the community of Urahoro ignored the pandemic. Then fears began to grow as outsiders and adult children working in Tokyo or nearby cities would come to visit. The small town decided to end eating at restaurants in an effort to reduce any virus spread. So people began to buy food to eat at home. Before the pandemic, it was not even a possibility to take food home. Shoko Maede was born in Urahoro and works as a cook at a school for young children. She says that many years from now, people will remember the pandemic after visiting the museum.
This is the end of Task 3 and the end of the listening test.